December 2nd, and this is Tim Pitchell back with another Audio Boo with a focus on listener and reader comments. And one reader and friend said to me, you know, if you're thinking about your podcast as a dinner conversation, which many of my listeners have encouraged me to do to keep the vocabulary more understandable, not to use the jargon of psychology all the time, so to explain the concepts, then if those podcasts are dinner conversations, then maybe we could consider these Audio Boos like a coffee chat. And I think it's just great. It's just a great way to think of it. Just these momentary breaks from our day to think about the topic, particularly when we're working hard to change. And that's what brings me to a reader's comment today. This was published, and many of these things are published on my blog on Psychology Today, because it's an anonymous way to give feedback as opposed to an email, where I do get your email address, of course. That's just the way email works. So unless that's anonymous, I kind of know who you are, but I won't share that information if you want to email me. In any case, this comment was about, as this person put it, trying to climb out of this procrastination hole. And this reader writes, it's now obvious that it's probably going to take substantial effort, and it won't be a short-term deal. Not that it will take the same effort forever, but maybe a few years, no? And that thought is still wrangling me a little bit. I can still sense that it wanted to be easier, quicker, simpler than I know it's really going to be. End of quote. And that's really bang on comment. In fact, this reader was responding to my thoughts about rational emotive behavior therapy, where one of the irrational thoughts that sustains many problems, but particularly procrastination, is that life should be easy. It's part of this notion of frustration intolerance. And so in this case, the reader has understood and realized in his own life or her own life the awful truth of the fact that habits are hard to change, and that even this isn't going to be easy. And I think that's interesting the way it's gone full circle, that first of all, the irrational belief that leads to frustration and tolerance is that, well, life should be easy. Now, that irrational belief leads to us being frustrated when we face a task that isn't easy, and then to cope with that, we procrastinate. But then when you decide, okay, I want to deal with my procrastination, then the corollary to that is, woo, this isn't going to be easy either. And that's a tough pill to swallow, as this reader has commented on. But it's the truth. And I think that's a good place to begin, because I think everyone who tries to make changes in our habits has to understand that it's often two steps forward and one step back. And some days it's two steps forward and three steps back. And we have to just bare our teeth or whatever it is, grit our teeth, whatever we need to do to make progress the next day. And we all face it. No one's alone in that, because life simply isn't that easy. Well, I'll be back soon with another I Procrastinate Boo, Procrastination Boo on listeners' comments, and you can find more at procrastination.ca.